Well, at the beginning of last month, a friend of mine lost his life on the train tracks. About 2 weeks after that, I was under the train bridge. And the train had stopped on top of me as I was under the bridge. But a group of young men came and got me and said, "Preacher, someone's been hit by the train. We have to go this way where the ambulances are and everything." So we did, and we found out it was a young woman, and they airlifted her to Kingston. I'm with Pastor Dennis, Three Wooden Crosses Street Ministries, and what we do is we check in on people at the hospital. We go to Napanee Detention to visit the girls. And so, yeah, like I said, there's been a number of tragedies. We lost a young man just at the beginning of last month. And again, this young woman got hit by a train. Apparently, she's going to survive. I trust the Lord that she will. Other than that, what else can I say for you?
What you said on Turnbull?
Yeah, there was another person passed away over there. And again, we don't know what the situation was.
These situations, I know there's different sides of how people see this. For somebody that you know, you said you've been through challenges yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you bring together people who are frustrated with what's going on and meet them with the compassion and empathy that are required for these types of situations?
Okay, well, what I'd like to tell the kids is when you respect the situation respects you. This is part of the journey, it's not the journey. I live up on Charles Street, that's my roommate. I live with his parents. Wonderful landlords, best in Belleville. But when I was sitting beside the garbage can, I had to remember, this is part of the journey, it's not the journey. And if it wasn't for my good friends and the Lord above seeing me through those hard times, I could have been on the list. These are two of my friends. That's Pirate and that's Kelly. And he drank himself and she overdosed. And so I carry my friends with me everywhere I go because they're gone but not forgotten.
There was, I am to understand on Friday, there was some list of requests or demands made for the city. How do you feel social services are handling what is a very, very, very large, difficult situation?
Well, what's happening is rental eviction is a problem. If I change landlords and my landlord charges me $300 a month I don't have, what do I do? On a fixed income, now you're stuck. And the other thing is, too, is if there is a conflict of interest, a personality situation between you and the landlord, that can be an issue as well. Landlords hold all the cards. They can kick you out right now. They got your rent. The thing is we need affordable housing. We need emergency housing. And the thing is that between OW and my widow's pension, I get $700 a month. My rent is $420. I live at the hippie halfway house, unofficially, that's what we call it. But other than that, I would still be here. And $300 a month, I'm broken a week. So I have to live by faith. What can the community do? They can provide more, at least emergency housing. You see, the reason the protests happen now, not in the springtime, is because wintertime's creeping up on us. And you saw the way these guys make their fortresses and their igloos. It's got to be that way because there's nowhere else to go. So what we're looking at now is the suggestion was made that there could be a parcel of land where everybody pays maybe $200 a month, and that'll be outhouses and security. That looks like Tent City. I am from Toronto. Security is going to be... Security and mental health and emergency workers are going to be forefront, because that's the problem. When people don't have, they get desperate. You get desperate, you're a desperado. I have a friend, he repoed his own bike that got stolen and our buddy's bike that got stolen within a week. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. Everybody carries two knives. I don't. I carry the Bible. That's all I need.
Right.
So the kicker is... If we can pull through the hard times, I know nobody wants to see, you know, someone sleeping in a doorwell, but what can we do to put that person in the right direction? Mental health is where it's at. drug addiction is where it's at. That's how we make a difference to move forward.